Welcome to this webinar on conditional access with Microsoft Intune as part of the Microsoft Enterprise Mobility Suite. As Louis-Philippe already said, I am Valérie Sirot. I'm working as a consultant for Innovative Belgium. You can find me on Twitter. When we think about enterprise mobility, we think of it in four areas: devices, applications a user wants to access, data a user wants to access and to store on one or more of his devices, and users and their identity. This can create a tension between users and IT. Users want access to all of their apps and information. They don't care how it's done. IT, however, must still make sure that the information is secure, access to IT is managed appropriately, and the data is protected wherever it is stored. Today, we all have more than one kind of device, whether it's a laptop, a smartphone, or tablet, with large amounts of storage connecting to all sorts of networks, mostly unmanaged. This creates a number of challenges, mainly how to enable users and provide them flexibility on apps and data while retaining control at the same time. Microsoft offers a people-centric approach with the EMS solution. EMS focuses on making sure that both user experiences and security concerns are in balance as much as possible. Most companies have solid solutions for corporately owned PCs, but mobile devices and non-domain joined PCs have brought new challenges. Users now have more say over the devices they use for work. Many organizations have a bring-your-own-device policy or have discovered that personally owned devices are finding their way into the workplace. The Microsoft solution offers a way to manage those devices without disrupting the end user's experience. EMS allows users a degree of control over their own devices through the Intune company portal, where they can enroll their devices and then access apps targeted to them by IT based on their identity. Once enrolled, IT can enforce policies and get a view of inventory or hardware and software across their estate. If a device is lost or stolen, or someone leaves the company or simply wants to stop using a device for work, they can selectively wipe the device or corporate information and remove it from management. For personally owned devices, these actions can be performed by the user through the company portal or by IT from the administrator console. Our unified device management includes mobile device management of iOS and Android, as well as Windows and Windows Phone. All your devices are covered by one unified management tool. Let's take a closer look at Microsoft Intune and how it provides mobile mobility management. Intune helps organizations provide their employees with access to corporate applications, data, and resources from virtually anywhere on almost any device while helping to keep corporate information secure. Mobile device management provides restricted access to Exchange email based upon device enrollment and compliance policies. It deploys certificates, Wi-Fi, VPN, and email profiles automatically once the device is enrolled for management. This also simplifies device enrollment in the case of large-scale deployments using Outlook Configurator or Intune Service Account. And then provides a self-service company portal for users to enroll their own devices and install corporate applications across iOS, Android, Windows, and Windows Phone. Mobile application management maximizes mobile productivity with Intune managed office mobile apps while still protecting corporate data by restricting actions such as copy, cut, paste, save as within your managed app ecosystem. It extends the same management capabilities to existing line of business apps using the Intune app wrapper. And it provides secure viewing of content using the managed browser, PDF viewer, H3 player, and image viewer apps in Intune. Then PC management provides lightweight agentless management from the cloud via agent-based management. It connects Intune to System Center Configuration Manager to manage all of your devices, both on-premise and in the cloud, including PCs, Macs, Unix, Linux servers, and mobile devices from a single management console. It provides real-time protection against malware threats on managed computers, and it collects information about the hardware configurations and software installed on managed computers. MPC management deploys software based upon policies set by the administrator. Corporate email is one of the most important resources an employee needs to access in order to be productive. Organizations want to keep corporate information secure by restricting access on devices that are not enrolled or not compliant with corporate policies. In the scenario you see here, the user has enrolled her device on the Intune service and is now trying to access her corporate email using Office 365. Based upon the settings defined by the IT administrator at the company, the user device is still not compliant. During the policy verification process performed by Intune, the user's access has been blocked until the device is encrypted and a passcode is set. The IT admin also has the option to define additional settings. If the user tries to access corporate email and the device is not enrolled or not compliant based upon settings defined by the IT admin, the user experience is pretty intuitive. The user will receive an email explaining why their access has been blocked and providing steps for however to resolve the issue. Using the steps provided in the alert mail, the user was able to resolve the issues and Intune has verified that all requirements set by the admin have now been met. So the user now has access to the corporate email. Conditional access using Exchange on-premises email is also available, and you are also available to provide conditional access to corporate resources using OneDrive for Business. So let's see how this works. This demo will take us through conditional access to email. I will start by showing the experience on an iPad device. The first thing they usually try to do, of course, is try to access their email. For example, my iPad, I'm going to go ahead and try and add my Exchange account in order to get access to my mail. To add my email account, I go to my settings, mails, contacts calendar, and add an Exchange account. As you can see here, I need to enter my credentials. So it found my account. Now I'm adding my account. And after adding the email account, of course, I go and check my email. As you can see here, my email is blocked. I get an email from the Exchange server saying that access is required in order to be able to access my organization's mails. So the employee who has his device blocked from the Exchange will receive an email with instructions on how to enroll to Intune. Oh, sorry. The instructions will tell the employee to go to the App Store and download the Microsoft Intune Company portal. I will start the portal installation. The company portal provides a few capabilities to the end user or the employee in this case. One of them, of course, is the ability to enroll devices to Intune to get access to corporate resources. The second is the ability to download and install apps, including some of the internal corporate applications. And lastly, one of the cool features is the ability to do a selective wipe. The selective wipe gives the end user the ability to delete the corporate data while keeping their personal applications and data on their device. After installing the portal, there are some steps that need to be done. The first thing we need to do is log on using our company account. After log on, we will receive an overview with all steps we need to do. So first we need to unroll the device, then we will check it for compliancy and update where needed, and last we need to activate our deployment. We will now start the enrollment. This requires the end user to install some management profiles on the device. So the end user needs to install this profile. It requires the passcode of the iPad device to do the installation. And then we will need to confirm a few things. Okay, so now we can return to the company portal. We can see the first step, the device enrollment has been completed. The compliancy check has also started. This takes again a few moments, but we can run this task in the background. So when I now go back to my mails, the mail I previously had disappeared. And I can see my own mails now. So these were the steps for an iPad device. I will now perform the same steps on the Windows Phone to show you this experience. First, I will add John's email account. This also requires me to enter his username and password. Okay, so the account has been added. When opening his mailbox, you can see I received the same mail as I did on the iPad. So I will start the enrollment by going to the settings where I need to enter my work account. Different with the iPad is that my account will be stored in the settings. This gives more possibilities for single sign-on. Okay, so after logging in, I have the option to install the company portal. While the portal is being installed, I'm still unable to read my mail. But after a few moments, as you can see, I receive instructions to make my device compliant to the company policy. So I'm required to secure my phone with a PIN code. I'm now able to finalize the enrollment. As you can see, it's now activating the enrollment, and in a few moments it's enrolled. And that was it. My Windows Phone is now compliant to the company policy. So if I now open my mailbox, I'm able to see all company mails. So that was it for Windows Phone. So you saw the experience from the end user perspective. Now let me show you how conditional access can be configured from the IT admin perspective. If you haven't seen this yet, this is the Intune admin console. This console provides the IT pro the ability to actually configure the policies that will be deployed to all of the devices in your environment. Our dashboard shows the summary of the environment that should enable your IT admin to notice issues at a glance and start working on them as soon as possible. When it comes to conditional access, you might not want to abruptly block the access to email without telling your employees first. For example, in order to do that, you can actually run a report to find the devices that are non-compliant with your policies. This will enable your IT admin to actually see the devices that will lose access to Exchange before you enable the conditional access policy. This is a good idea for your IT admin because otherwise a lot of people will not be happy with losing access to their email without knowing what happened. So it's the mobile device inventory report that will give you an insight on all devices that are running on your environment and whether or not they are compliant. So you can see all the devices and I can see which of them are compliant, AAD registered and EAS activated, and there's a lot of information you can find. So after you run the report, the next thing you do is to actually set up a compliance policy. A compliance policy enables an IT admin to enforce and check for most of the critical policies, passwords, encryptions, and jailbreak and protection, for example. So, as you can see, I already created a compliance policy. I will now show you my configuration. It has a name and description. I required my mobile devices to use a password for unlock. This cannot be a simple password like 1234 or 1111. It has a minimum password length of 4 characters. The required password type is numeric. The password quality, the required password type is for Windows and iOS devices, password quality for Android, so it's at least numeric for Android. After 15 minutes of inactivity, a password is required to unlock the screen. I can also set password expiration, so after 60 days, for example, the password, the PIN code for your device expires and a new PIN code needs to be set. And I can also configure password history, so I cannot configure the same password for over 6 times. Encryption, I can require encryption, a device must not be jailbroken or rooted, and I can also set that the email account must be managed by Intune. Once the compliance policy is set on devices, the next thing to do is actually enable the conditional access. Conditional access can be enabled for your Exchange Online, your Exchange on-premise, and SharePoint Online. For example, I have my Exchange Online policy enabled for my organization. I enabled it for iOS and Android. I can also do this for Windows Mobile and Windows devices. Devices that are not compliant are blocked from email access. And I enabled this policy for my test group, but I can also exclude groups or users from this policy. What this does is as soon as the conditional access policy is actually enabled, Intune checks to see first if the device is enrolled and second if the device is compliant. If those two things are checked and verified, then the user device will actually get access to your corporate email. So these are some of the things that I wanted to show you today for Intune. For example, we went over the conditional access experience of the employee, and the first thing we did is show you how the experience works when a user is not enrolled to Intune. Then I told you how to actually configure that in the Intune admin console. So we can now go over to the Q&A. No, it does not require you to have SCCM. You can have SCCM, and when you have SCCM, you can integrate your Intune with SCCM, so you have one single pane of glass to manage all your devices, the corporate devices that are in-house or mobile devices. It can all be done through SCCM, but it's not a requirement. If you don't have SCCM, you will have the experience I had, because I have a standalone Intune configuration, and you will be able to do the same things from Intune as from SCCM. So you don't need to have SCCM, but it's possible to have SCCM. Yes, I'm not sure if it has been already released for SCCM. Normally, a new feature comes in Intune, and after 90 days, it's available in SCCM. So I'm not sure if it's already there or not, but it will be possible in the near future if it's not there yet. It should work on the same way as it did in Intune, only, of course, the GUI experience will be a bit different. Both are possible, but there are different possibilities between Intune and Office 365. So there is also a mobile device management functionality built into Office 365, but you're a bit more limited in the availabilities than you are with Intune. So I would recommend to use Microsoft Intune because you have more possibilities, but you can also use Office 365. There is a big, Intune and AirWatch are both MDM platforms, so it can replace AirWatch. Of course, there are also differences between the two products. I think one of the big advantage of Intune is that it looks at the bigger picture. So when you have other Microsoft systems, you can integrate perfectly with them. And I think that's less possible in AirWatch, but AirWatch has other benefits over Intune. So you can use Intune to replace AirWatch because they do both do MDM, and I think the basic policies are mainly the same because setting a policy on a device is always starting with enforcing a PIN code and such things. But there are differences because Intune more looks at it from a user approach, so the user will enroll his device, and I think that's different in AirWatch. So it's a choice you will make. This was the last webinar of our webinar series. You can find all the previous webinars already on channel 9, so I hope you enjoyed them, and if there are any questions on these webinars or you want more information, you can always contact me, Arjan, or Ronnie, and we will try to help you as much as possible.